Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I'm just doing a quick boo because my new Samsung Galaxy Note 2 has arrived, and I was going to video it really because I quite like the idea of doing that, but Mac McColgan here on Audio Boo and on Twitter tweeted to me and suggested that I did a boo about opening up my new Galaxy Note 2, and I am quite excited by it, and I've got the box in my hand, and I'm just going to prise my way into it now, get through the seals, and I'm just slicing there we go, and opening the box up. Now, I've got the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 in marble white. I usually have black phones and black handsets, but I fancied a change, and it's looking very beautiful. So I've got a nice sticker on there saying Galaxy Note 2, Super HD AMOLED screen, Android technology, quad-core CPU, Bluetooth smart ready, NFC. And it's telling me how to open and close it. And first impressions, well, I am impressed. It's slightly narrower than the Galaxy Note 1. But it fits in my hands very well. I have medium-sized hands, and but the screen is pretty impressive, pretty big. And I'm just holding it against my existing Galaxy Note, my Galaxy One, Samsung Galaxy S1. And the actual screen on the Galaxy Note 2 is bigger than the entire Samsung Galaxy S1, including case. With the case, it's just slightly taller than the screen of the Note 2. But what a difference that's going to make. I'm looking forward to using this particular handset for a lot of reasons. The reason I went for the Note 2 as opposed to the Galaxy S3 was because of the screen size. I wanted a bigger screen, mainly for my mapping purposes. I like to use ViewRanger maps when I'm out in the hills, and I like to use social hiking, shareyouradventure.com too, and to be able to have maps on a big display, it means I don't have to take a tab with me or anything like that, and I quite like it. I like it a lot. It's very sleek, with silver bevel around the edge, and there's the S Pen at the bottom in its housing, and I'm very impressed with it so far, and I've only just holding it out of the box. It's quite light, it's not as heavy as I thought. I'm recording this on my Samsung Galaxy S1, and I would say with the Samsung Galaxy S1 it has a casemate on it, which is a rubberized inner case and a carbonite outer casing, and the weight, the S1 is heavier, but even without all the casing on there wouldn't be much difference in weight. Anyway, I'm just going to go and unwrap all this and have a little play. I'm very excited. It's been quite an interesting morning, to be honest. I've been waiting for this. I ordered it yesterday. My contract was up for renewal, and they let me have an early upgrade than normal. I think that's because I've been with them for quite a long time, three. And I have three contracts with three. And so I'm very pleased. And this is the 16GB version, not the 32 or the 64. Three don't have those available yet, but I'm not too worried about that because I shall stick a 64GB micro SD card in it. I'm also ordering a 64GB flash drive, which I shall use with, I can connect that through with a cable if I need to. That's plenty of storage, really. The phone's really only going to be used to save my apps and things like that. I should use the SD card to put all my mapping and music and things like that. Although, with the discovery of Google Play, I've uploaded 8,000 tracks to Google Play. So, all my music's in the cloud, and I can use that to stream to my phone whenever I want to. And with Google Play, of course, I can pin music to my device to view and listen to offline if I need to. So anyway, before I bore you all stupid and bore myself stupid, I'm going to go and play a little bit with my Galaxy Note 2. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.